Saturday is still on the frigid side despite some partial sunshine, highs only reaching the mid-20s. And for your Sunday, still partly sunny, dry but chilly, high of 27 degrees. And that's your latest forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently at 63.
And here at the KDOM studios, it is 64 degrees on this day after the election. It's time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM. And today we're talking with the Mountain Lake Chamber and EDA. City Administrator Michael Mueller joins us this morning, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. How are you today? We've got a long night last night with the elections, but now that's done and behind us.
Yes, so, it is. Next election, can't wait for.
I'm not sure if I believe that or not. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the chamber. There's always a lot happening in Mountain Lake.
It's definitely a busy time of the year for the chamber. Got a couple events coming just in November alone. November 15th, it's a Ladies Night Out, a wine tasting event at 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Botanist. It's $20 at the door. You could taste four wines, receive one glass of your favorites of the four, and you can learn how wine is produced, and proper glassware and snacks will be there.
That should be a lot of fun. And is that a fundraiser for the chamber?
A little bit of a fundraiser, but I think it's just more of just a community event they want to put on.
Okay, and it's open to anybody, obviously, over 21.
Yeah, correct, and anyone can come. No tickets will be sold, so just anyone at the door.
Very good. And what day is that again?
That is the 15th of November.
So it's coming right up. Very good. All right. What else do we have going on?
November 8th to the 18th, Be Thankful With Us turkey giveaway drawing. You can register for a free turkey donated by the chamber and a basket or bag of side dish items from sponsoring businesses. The drawing will be held the 18th of November. There will be 13 turkeys and side dishes will be given away. You can register at any sponsoring business from the chamber.
And that's going on right now. And then 13 different winners for this one.
That's correct.
Very good. So make sure you just sign up at any of the participating businesses, correct?
Correct.
It doesn't get much simpler than that. All right. What else do we need to mention on the chamber side?
November 25th, 5 to 7 p.m. is Christmas at the Village.
And that's something everybody looks forward to all year long, I think. It's always a neat event. Let's talk a little more about that.
There is free pictures with Santa. There's horse and wagon rides. The whole village will be lit up with Christmas lights. And the Mountain Lake Ambulance will be serving chili and cornbread at the visitor center.
Ooh, that makes me hungry just thinking about that. And it's a come and go throughout the evening, right?
It is. And I think they will be holding a food drive at that same time, too.
Ah, very good. Stock up the food pantry a little bit. All right. So the chamber, as always, is very busy. There just is a lot. Is there any other upcoming events we need to mention?
Well, right after the Christmas at the Village is Christmas in the Park, following Christmas at the Village, so right after 7. And I have one more event for November, November 26th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. is Small Business Saturday.
That is a big one, too. It's so important that we all support our local businesses. And on that day, especially, but year-round for sure, and I'm guessing there'll be lots of specials and deals at all the stores in town.
I would hope so.
Absolutely.
There's going to be a special appearance from the Grinch in downtown businesses, so keep your eyes open on that Small Business Saturday.
That'll be fun. All right. Yeah, do not forget Small Business Saturday. Shop small, especially on the 26th, but year-round for sure. All right, let's shift gears just a little bit and talk about the EDA. Is there anything exciting going on there?
Well, there has been a lot of future developments. Right now, starting Monday, Rod Hamilton will be the new EDA director, so that's great news for us.
Absolutely. Okay, and that, and I'm, you guys, the EDA is always working on things, and when I ask that question about what's going on, I really should ask it, what's going on that you can discuss on the radio, because it seems like there's always things in the works.
There's always something in the works, or there's potential projects and, you know, investments that could be happening and developments currently, but we're just trying to work through some, and we'll see what happens. But hopefully you'll be speaking with Rod on the radio discussing any EDA businesses.
Absolutely.
In the future.
And he starts on Monday.
Starts on Monday.
So then the ball will really get rolling again. Very good. Michael, is there other things we need to mention this morning?
No, that's all I have.
All right, very good. Well, we welcome Rod to the EDA then, and we look forward with talking with him a little bit too. All right, Michael, thank you for talking with us this morning.
Very welcome.
All right, and you have a good day.
You too.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope. Too late.